From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya today in retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Christians by Islamic State militants in Libya. Libyan military officials say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the IS stronghold of Darna. Libyan warplanes joined the strikes. Meanwhile, Nabil El Arabi, the head of the Arab League, called for the eradication of those who massacred the Egyptians.
It is with a sad heart that I convey my condolences to the people of Egypt, Muslims and Copts, all the people of Egypt, to the government of Egypt, and to the president of Egypt, Prince Abdel Sisi, who is doing everything possible to counter this phenomena, which has to be eradicated completely from the earth.
Nabil El Arabi, the United States government is expressing concern over the deteriorating situation in and around the Ukrainian town of Debaltseve. Pro-Russian rebels in the town are refusing to honor the recently brokered ceasefire agreement. The U.S. State Department says 129 rebel ceasefire violations have been recorded since late Sunday, along with five deaths. Rebel commander Edouard Bassarin said Sunday separatist fighters would not observe the truce in that town. The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State, seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month, has been recaptured. The army said on its Twitter feed today that military operations to clear fighters from Monguno and other communities were successful. It said the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents. This is VOA News. Danish media are reporting that the gunman who attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue in Copenhagen was a former convict who had recently been radicalized, perhaps while in prison. Lisa Bryant has more.
Danish media have identified the suspected gunman in the Copenhagen attacks as 22-year-old Omar Abdelhamid El Hussein. Police shot him dead early Sunday outside an apartment building after he opened fire. Like the Paris shooters, El Hussein comes from a Muslim family and he has a prison record. Danish security services say he may have been inspired by the Paris attacks. The targets for the Copenhagen attacks were similar to those in Paris, where gunmen attacked a satirical magazine and a kosher supermarket. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
In Copenhagen, the prime minister joined about 30,000 people outside the Cruttenden Cultural Center for a vigil honoring the victims.
We have received expressions of sympathy and support from leaders and people around the world. It has warmed my heart and all Danes deeply. We are so very grateful for all the support that we have felt.
Eurozone ministers gave Greece an ultimatum today, insisting that Greece request an extension for its debt current bailout program. Greece strongly objects to the idea and wants changes to the program. Eurogroup chairman Jurgen Dijsselbloem, who is also Dutch finance minister, said after inconclusive talks in Brussels, Greece had the rest of the week to come into line.
Given the ongoing discussions about how a program should work and a future arrangement for Greece should look like, we simply need more time. And the best way for that is to, at this point, extend the current program.
The Greek government has thus far rejected that option, arguing that conditions attached to the current bailout package have plunged the country into poverty. The European Union is giving close to $270 million to Zimbabwe, the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002. The three West African countries hardest hit by the Ebola outbreak, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, have set a target of reducing new cases to zero within 60 days. Singer Leslie Gore, who hit the American pop charts in 1963 with this song, It's My Party, has died at the age of 68. Her partner says Gore died of lung cancer at a hospital in Manhattan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.